It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson, filling in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest tells us about an effort to reintroduce the lake sturgeon to the Milwaukee area.
But first, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development just released new Wisconsin job numbers. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report revised the July figures and included preliminary August data.
While employment figures can sometimes be difficult to sort out, these in many ways seem pretty straightforward and generally positive.
Joining us to analyze the data is Abdur Chowdhury. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University. Professor Chowdhury, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your program.
So what have the recent trends been in the jobs report before we got these numbers today?
Actually, job growth-wise, Wisconsin has not done very well. Nationally, we are in the lower 25% of the states in terms of job creation. Now, if you look at the statistics that was released today, in fact, if you closely look at the numbers, it doesn't give you a very positive picture of job creation.
But the fact is, it does seem like unemployment rates are going down in the 12 metropolitan areas and in all of the 72 counties. So how do you take those numbers and compare that with overall job growth?
Okay. See, it is happening. The reason unemployment statewide is because people have dropped out from the labor force. Okay. For example, if you look at the actual number in August 2015, compare it with August 2014, you'll see that in terms of employment, the increase, according to this statistics, is zero. Mm. That means total employment has not increased. What has happened is total labor force has declined by 27,800. And so unemployment has dropped by 27,800. And when you do the calculation, you see the unemployment rate dropped from 5.3% last August to 4.5% this August. So if you look at really at the numbers, we don't see much job creation statewide. It's just that people have dropped out from the labor force, lowering the unemployment rate.
So this is interesting because, just to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, it's not kind of like a teeter-totter where one side goes up and the other side goes down and vice versa. You're saying that there are fewer people unemployed, but that does not translate into more people being employed.
Exactly. Yeah. The reason fewer people are unemployed is because the labor force has declined. Okay. 27,800 has dropped out from the labor force.
And when you say dropped out from the labor force, I'm assuming that some of those are because people retired, but are there other reasons? Who else falls under that category of dropped out of the labor force?
There are many people who may decide to drop out from the labor force. For example, yes, retirement may be one factor. Then we may have people who didn't like the labor market, couldn't find a job, so they decided not to look for a job anymore, dropped out from the labor force. So that happens quite a bit. We have seen both at the state and national level that, you know, if they're not looking positive, people may decide to stop looking around for jobs.
And so it seems like maybe to kind of dig into those numbers and figure out, you know, some are retiring and that at least for them is a positive thing, I would think. Others are, it sounds like, just kind of giving up. So then do we need to look further and look at the numbers of people that are actually taking unemployment benefits or new applications? How do we decide who it is in that number of the 27 plus thousand?
Yes. Although we don't have that statistics that came out today, but basically what we do is we look at people who have applied for unemployment compensation, for example, okay, whether that number has changed or not. Okay. Now, in terms of job creation, now I should also point out one thing, that this is a monthly statistic that comes out. It may vary a lot. For example, when the revisions come out in August, things may change. Okay, the more reliable data to look at is the quarterly data that comes out, which is a little bit more reliable. The problem with the quarterly data is it comes out after about 6 months. Mm. So, you know, you don't see the picture right now. So you have to wait till, I would say, early next year before you see actually what happened in August.
We're talking with Professor Abdur Chaudhry. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University, and we're discussing the newly released jobs numbers for the state of Wisconsin. So we've talked about the fact that lower unemployment rates doesn't necessarily mean that there are more employed people. Is low unemployment always a good thing, or are there negatives to having a lower unemployment rate?
No, obviously, if unemployment rate lowers to the natural rate, the full employment rate, it's a good thing. So currently, if we look at the number, the unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin is quite low. There's no question about it. It's below the national rate currently, has been below the national rate for some time. So overall, there is not much to complain about the unemployment rate numbers here. But what I'm saying is that things over the last 1 year didn't improve much.
Mm-hmm. And are employment numbers cyclical or seasonal? Are there times of the year where there are different factors that might be coming into play in those numbers?
Yes, that's why there are some seasonal factors. That's why we always try to look at seasonally adjusted number. And the number that I talked about employment not increasing, people dropping out from the labor force, that's seasonally adjusted numbers I'm looking at. But yes, obviously, there are seasonal factors. You know, in summer, you will see unemployment go up because of seasonal reasons. Then, you know, at the end of summer, you know, you'll see some drop in employment. So that do happen. So we tend to look at seasonally adjusted numbers.
So given what we're seeing from July and August and how it fits into this general trend of a lack of job growth in the state, what do you expect for September numbers or when we get those quarterly numbers that you said are actually a lot more indicative of the state of the economy?
Okay. When the quarterly numbers come out or the actual figures come out, basically, we haven't seen much improvement job-wise in the state of Wisconsin. One of the reasons for that is because if you look at the state of Wisconsin, most of the jobs that are usually created are created in Milwaukee and Madison area. Those are the areas where we really create jobs. Now, if you compare Madison and Milwaukee with similar cities across the nation, we haven't grown much. The manufacturing industries, for example, in this area, their employment has not increased much. One of the reasons for that is, if you look at the type of manufacturing that we have in the state, paper production and things like that, demand for those products have not increased nationally. Okay. So that's one of the reasons we don't see much improvement in job creation. Okay. How do we address that problem? One way we can address that problem is through diversification. Okay. If we can diversify the industries in the state, that would help us to create more jobs. An example that I always give is Iowa. If you look at the state of Iowa, what they have done is they have diversified a lot, especially in the IT areas, where there are a lot of opportunities. So they have been able to create a lot of jobs. Now, that's the type of diversification we need in Wisconsin to create more jobs.
Well, Professor Chaudhry, thanks so much for joining us today and lending us your expertise.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Abdur Chaudhry. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University.